a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
This is the softer side of On the Town with Mikey D. I'm only kidding. There is no soft side of On the Town with Mikey D. This is Joellen, and you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. It's Wednesday. We have local rock, but it's the Halloween Eve. All Hallows Eve, you know. And we're gonna do some special rock and roll, local, spooky, scary things. And, extra special, I have friends joining me tonight.
Wicked scary friends.
Very, very scary friends.
I'm afraid of myself.
That is the voice of Laura, who was a DJ with us many, many years ago.
It's kind of scary how long ago it was.
A little bit, but fact, we're not going to be that scared by
okay.
it. It's going to be okay. And we even have some very special background music, right? Check this out. And you might be saying, why? Why on earth are you playing this very gentle, pretty piano music?
Why, Joellen?
Well, I'm going to tell you. It is because this is the background music that used to play at a store on Newbury Street called Gargoyles.
Oh, that place.
Right?
I love that place.
So seasonally appropriate.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
It's called The Anatomy of Melancholy by Grotesques. And it played in the background overhead at Gargoyles. Always.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It was part of that atmosphere.
You
know, when you told me Gargoyles went in the email, I thought you meant the club in Cambridge. So I was thinking, like, maybe at Gargoyles, that those were the record collection that they had. So this makes much more sense.
It does.
In a Halloween sense and in a Gargoyle sense.
Yes. So anyway, that's what we have at the in the background to just kind of, you know, make us think of all those creepy little things.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
The ones that burnt. Actually, Notre Dame. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
It's a little dark. It's Halloween.
Oh, this is good. I pulled out this CD I brought from my house. The CD's missing, so okay, we're not playing that one. Yeah, we're doing awesome today.
Technical difficulties can happen to anyone.
Pretty much. Oh yeah, and we are plagued. It's a plague upon us.
Careful.
All right. So we're going to kind of dig in, because as usual, we're going to manage with what we have here. We may not have all the CD players, but it doesn't matter, because we have skills.
We have skills.
Mad.
We have old skills.
Very old. All right. So we're going to see how to do all this here. Yeah. So next up is... As the Sparrow, and this is coming off of their EP that was released somewhat recently. Because, you know, why would there be a year on this? Nah.
Not important.
We're going to hear their song, Creeper. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Family. much to bear. I can't fill your empty chair. Your heart, it's tired, it's not used to all this wear. So when the air gets cold, I'll buy you coat. You've got no place to go. Say I love you so, just to have a place to call my home.
You creep me out. We'll be right back.
Nicely done.
Oh, this piano music, man. Welcome to the All Hallows Eve edition of On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Joellen.
I'm Laura.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Together again.
Once again.
Just like it's 2003.
Or some year.
Yes. Yes, so we just heard Noelle doing Waiting for October.
Oh, wow, I didn't realize that was Noelle.
That was Noelle.
You know, I gotta tell you, they were the first band that got me into Boston rock since, you know, I was growing up, you know, with Human Sexual Response and all that stuff. But when I came back to when I came back to Boston rock,
yes,
it was because I read an article somewhere about Noel and how awesome they were and how this 15-year-old girl was like leading this band and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I went to see a show at the Linwood, actually. We were just talking about the Linwood. And that was my first show that I went to. So and here we are, and there's Noelle, and she sounds a lot more grown up than she used to, huh?
Yeah, they just did a show at like the Sinclair or something, like this year.
I'm so happy that they're still together and they just do like a show once in a while.
I think so. Yeah. But perhaps there will be more.
Yeah,
because it sold out like in 3 seconds. So yeah. It's like woo! I did not get to go.
That's too bad.
So there we go. So that was Noel. Before that, we heard from Mascara, their song Lester, coming off of Fountain of Tears. Before that was Apple Betty with You Creep Me Out, coming off of Streaking Across the Sky. And we started this lovely evening off with As the Sparrow and their song Creeper.
Creeper.
In the background, I need to explain this music because it's like I never even have a music bed. So... in the background, we're listening to The Anatomy of Melancholy by Grotesques. And this was the music that played in the shop that was on Newbury Street called Gargoyles.
I have a book end from there.
Yeah.
And it's a clay statue of an open book with an iguana coming out of it.
As iguanas do.
Yes. You never know. You leave a book lying open, don't be surprised.
I actually have a gargoyle.
Do you?
Years ago, a friend gave me and my roommate at the time, Amy, a pair of gargoyles.
Nice.
So when we no longer lived together, we each took a little gargoyle home with us.
That's what happens.
Custody. But, you know, we split them up. They haven't seen each other in years.
Well, that could lead to problems later in life.
It really could. You know, if
I'd be concerned.
You know, like curses. No wonder I've been a failure. Gargoyles have ganged up on me.
They're so mad.
So I have Laura visiting with me. Steve has come in to visit. James has come in to visit. And we have another visitor that I think has just been ringing, trying to get into the building. So more visitors.
A secret visitor.
There's so much going on this weekend. It's a super powered weekend. We have Halloween. We have lots of local music, lots of shows. So we'll get to all that shortly. But now I want to play one of those classic Boston rock songs everybody knows and loves. And it's also seasonally appropriate.
Nice.
We're going to hear some Blackjacks and their song Dressed in Black.
Nice.
You know that song? You know this song.
I know this song.
Okay, we're all going to sing along together. You can sing at your radio. It's going to be fun. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Chords, no six string smash left in 84. You know I'm dressed like a mourning each noon and night. I just keep my head down, way out of sight. Norm, suburbanite swarm, and your chloroform skin's going dance in a trance. With your anesthetized smiles like I can't object, when your lily white laughter burns a hole up my neck. You rage by your limitations. You got anorexia in your imagination. Now Johnny's a man and he don't explode. He just seals off his rage and lets it erode.
See, we got so many people in the studio that it's just a cacophony of fun. We just heard from the Dam Builders with their song Candy Guts. See, it kind of works out. After Halloween, you've got a lot of candy in your gut. And we started the set up with the Blackjacks with Dress in Black, because for some of us, every day is Halloween, but, you know. Not always. I am joined in the studio by the Winter Project.
Jerrellen, how are you? Thanks for having us.
Yay. Wait, I didn't turn your mic on. There you go.
Oh, good. Oh, there I am. That's great.
Yay.
Thanks for having us, Joelle.
You're welcome. Your new CD is called Brighter Days?
Yeah. With a question, mark. We're being provocative.
And it has a nice, you know, kind of mysterious, gloomy. I'm going to describe the cover for all of our radio listeners.
It's a little
here.
Tim Burtonian.
Yeah. Very Tim Burton and, you know, kind of a dark and yet artistically provocative album cover. For Brighter Days.
Well, the funny thing is, this was supposed to be our pop record because the first three records we made, people said they're kind of depressing. So we said, all right, we'll make a pop record, and it just didn't quite work out that way.
No, we don't write a whole lot of pop.
Well, see, sometimes you just got to stay in your lane.
Right.
Exactly.
Not unlike other drivers on Mass Ave that nearly took me out twice on my way here. Stay in your lane.
You should have tried the freeway.
Laura's giving me a hard time. Yeah, I know.
Well, you're a cyclist, right?
I did not cycle here this evening.
Okay. Because that's adding a whole level of
That's a different layer.
Danger, right?
But I did see one go down because there was a bunch. There was, you know, it's the right turn, right? You have cars turning right and bikes turning right, and it just became a pileup, and one guy got crushed.
Oof.
But he's fine. He got up. It was all good. But yeah, it's just, and it's wet. And there's leaves everywhere.
And everyone's on their phone while they're driving.
Yeah.
It's a challenging time to drive. We've been like in a cloud for the past couple of days. It's just this like light little misty. I mean, it's perfect for Halloween. It's like perfect Halloween weather.
Although apparently everybody's canceling Halloween.
Those babies. Yeah. Get out there with your umbrella. So your makeup's going to run down your face. So
That's what I'm thinking.
All right. So tell me about this record.
Yes, we did it over the winter in February and March at Q Division Studio B with Matt Alexander, an up-and-coming engineer. He works at both Woolley and Q. He's awesome. Was very patient with our lumbering ways in the studio, and pretty happy with it.
Yeah, it came out great. We got it's interesting. We got five very invested people in the band right now writing the music too. So very good collaboration for all the songs.
Awesome. Well, and your CD release party is going to be Saturday night at
The Jungle Union Square.
Yes. Nice. It's a great club.
It is a good club. I was just there recently, a couple weeks ago.
We need Vaseline to get us all on that stage, but we fit, sort of.
Yeah.
Maybe just like safety tape.
We make Chris stand in front of the elevator thing.
There's like a little 2-foot square that I get to stand on. It's
like on top of like a milk crate or something?
No milk crate, but it does feel like I'm hanging right off the edge of the stage. So.
Okay, so maybe we do need some safety tape.
Usually I jump around a lot, so I don't do too much jumping at that one.
And we have a proggy drummer who's like a 48-piece kit, so that takes up like 90% of it.
Wow.
He doesn't quite get the whole small stage, small kit, so we have that to contend with. But
I tried to convince Ron to get on Ken's shoulders, you know, kind of like Van Halen style kind of thing.
I'm sure that could work. I'm sure there'll be no safety problems whatsoever.
Exactly.
None. Okay. Who else is on your bill?
Random Ideas.
Thank you for remembering.
and Double Star.
Double Star.
Nice.
Random Ideas, yeah.
Yep.
Well, cool.
It's a Heather Timmins Tiny Oak show, and we thank her for having us because it was kind of a last-minute booking.
Right.
Didn't realize I had another gig in town the same day, but... Yeah.
That's okay. That's what Boston Rock Roll is
all about. Exactly.
So
why don't we play a song off of Brighter Days? Which one would you like to hear?
So let's do one. So Tim is our new singer. This is our fourth record, first with him.
Hi, Tim.
How are you?
And he brought material to the band. So the lead-off track, Long Gone, is one of his songs. So why don't we start out with that one?
Okay. I'm all confused now. Hang on a second. Not you.
Track one.
Not you. That's there. Okay, so we're going to hear Long Gone from The Winter Project. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
I'm
And there we have Brighter Days by The Winter Project. And that's a brand new CD that hasn't even been come out yet, or has it?
It's just out now. Yeah. Came out last week? Two weeks ago? Yeah.
Great. CD release party will be this Saturday at the Jungle, and you can hear them play it for you live and in person.
We're pretty much doing most of the record live. Yeah. A couple oldies but moldies for those of you that want to hear the old stuff.
Most of the record's going to be played.
Excellent. Although
you guys never responded to my set list I sent out. Like, do you guys read your email or what?
I actually edited it.
These guys can play. We have no set list. Like, they can't make one. I make one, and then it's radio silence. It's like,
honestly, I went on and edited it.
You should know, as a bass player, you get no respect. I get no respect in this band.
Tell me about it.
I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of the Winter Project.
Yes.
So what's Joel doing running around Europe?
I don't know. The man is like off in England, and I'm like, is there a band this week? And he's like, no, I'm in England. Like, all right.
Looks like he's having a fabulous
time. Is he doing a yes show?
I don't think he's doing a yes show.
Oh. He's doing a maybe show.
No, he always does interesting things, and he always like posts pictures of like, you know, his favorite English foods.
Right.
Jaffy, whatever that thing is, that candy or something. I don't know.
Jaffa cake.
Jaffa cake. There we go. Thank you.
That's it.
Okay, Laura's all up in the know on that. So I'm like, I don't know. It's adorable that he goes regularly and he posts these fun pictures, and now I want to go to England.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's more time for you to spin some music.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So we're going to flip this interview.
Oh, really?
You have a record release party coming up this weekend too, don't you?
I do. My band is also playing this weekend. And yeah, we are. Saturday.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. We're very excited.
Done a Q Division like we did. We're like spirits in the night that missed each other by a few months.
Well, it was funny because when we were recording over the summer, we like run into friends. Like, what are you doing? What do you think? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
While we were in Q Division, I ran into a couple people that I knew.
Right.
In the studio.
Right.
It was in A and we were in B. And
exactly.
Like, what are you doing here?
It's a big place.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's always on, right? So some people in the band would be like in the afternoon, and then I'd get straggling in the night because they don't need me very much. and they're still there. It's like, you know, people are coming in, and I was like, oh yeah, that so-and-so was here earlier. And I'm like, oh yeah, I just ran into somebody in the hallway. I'm like, oh, okay. And it's like 2 in the morning, like, they're still here.
I think
they're still drinking Rolling
Rock. That's part of the local music industry. You just get to know everybody that's playing. I mean, you know everybody that's playing in town. You just start to see the faces and recognize them, and you're playing with them, and so you run into them at the studio. It's not an uncommon occurrence.
It isn't. But, you know, you just got to keep being out there, out in the club playing and out getting new music recorded. And then, you know, just like showing up for other people's shows, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like, totally. Oh, yeah. I bumped into those guys like 3 weeks ago, and now I got to go to their show.
And it's a Tuesday night, and it's raining.
Tuesday night at midnight.
Just kidding.
So our singer, Tim, is here. He hasn't said a word. Are you nervous? Do you want us to massage your shoulders to say something? Like, what's your experience? This is your first record with us.
Now, come on up to the microphone.
Don't be shy.
Well, it's been incredible because... Actually, we all contributed a few of our own songs. Chris added 2. Ron added 3. I added 2. Is that equal 8?
I think that's 8.
So one more, I think,
good,
in there.
Good
but
math
anyways,
there.
These songs, I wrote the songs that I contributed a long time ago and on acoustic guitar, so in my basement alone. So it was just amazing to kind of bring it to these guys and have them kind of put their touches to it and make it sound like a real good rock song. Because it sounded like that song you just heard really was kind of a bluegrassy.
It had a lot of twang to it before we touched it. Yeah,
country song.
There was a lot of twang.
He played us the demo. I'm like, dude, we're not Uncle Tupelo. We got to straighten this thing out. Come on.
And that's what I was hoping.
There's no banjo in this band.
Yeah, this is why I haven't been talking, Ron.
See, you're giving the man a hard time.
We put his song first. It says something about his song.
Yeah, his song is right up front on the album. So,
but yeah, it was exactly what I was hoping I could get out of joining the group. Being part of that process to make that next album, and the fact that kind of the way that I envisioned it would happen with those songs, the way they would evolve, has been great.
Well, this is so good. everyone gets to participate and share what they create, and the band kind of makes it all one unified sound.
Yeah, that's what having good bandmates is all about.
Again, keeping local music moving forward, right?
Which we like to do.
Yeah.
Move it along.
Yeah. Well, the other song that we wanted to play is called Industry, and it's actually kind of a commentary. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to age us or anything, but we've been playing in bands for 20-something years, so... you know, we've been in and out of the Boston scene forever, and you know, it's interesting being a local band and continuing to try to make it and try to get your stuff played. You know, it's great to have places like MFO to play it. You're always hoping that someday you're going to be played mainstream, but you know, you just kind of keep pushing. But the music industry is a harsh mistress.
Yeah, it's a song I wrote sort of half in celebration of my 30 years in Boston rock and half a big one finger salute. Like, as frustrating as it is, I still do it. It's sort of like a love-hate relationship.
Nice. Okay, well, so, why don't we play that song next? It is called Industry. This is The Winter Project, and you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Thanks, you guys, for coming in and talking.
Thanks for having us, Joelle, and we'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, you will.
Saturday.
Okay.
The jungle.
See, I did it again. There we go. See if I can turn it on correctly this time.
Look at you now. We'll be right back.
wanna be dead. I wanna be forgotten. If I write you something stupid, you'd remember me by. I want to die. And yeah, that's for certain. And I don't want my not being here to make you cry. I wanna be dead. I wanna be forgotten. If I write you something stupid, you remember me by. No more lies to prove. And no more pain. I gotta push you on through. There's no more me, and there's no more you. I got some dying to do. Forgotten, but you just by the ones I hate.
Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A babe at night, shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right, get on your bikes, ride safe.
From the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Wait, where's my music? There it is. Well, we were just enjoying a little Abbey Lounge dance party over here. Oh, wait, Laura, I didn't turn you on. There we go.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can all hear you now. It's like so like major, like, I don't know, disconnect with this like little piano music.
Yeah. Kind of segues a little oddly.
A little bit.
Nevertheless.
See, this is why I don't have bed music. It's like, that doesn't fit at all.
Yeah, but I mean, if we've shown anything, it's that we can roll with the punches.
Oh my gosh. So we just heard from Noble Rot with ICU Coming off of their self-titled CD that was released way back in 2006.
Wicked long time ago.
And before that, we heard The Marvels with I Wanna Be Dead,
which was released even wicked longer ago.
See? Woo! Abbey Lounge.
I mean, 2006 was 13 years ago.
Yeah.
That's just like, mm-hmm. That doesn't even happen.
I know. No.
It happens to other people.
Yeah, that's other people's problems. That's definitely not our problem. Nope. And before that, we were visited by the Winter Project, who have their CD release party on Saturday night at the Jungle, and they play early.
You have to go down an alley.
You do have to go down an alley, but it's worth it.
Yeah, don't be scared. It's Somerville.